Oh, absolutely. You know, I've said all along that to me there's really no winners in going to a hearing and arbitration process. You know, I've always felt that sometimes it hurts relationships, and especially being new here. And, you know, I want the player to be focused, ready for the season, not having to worry about putting on a suit and sitting in a, you know, hearing room tomorrow. So, yeah, I think it was good for both sides. And, you know, we got, you know, all of our ARB eligible guys done now. We start focusing on getting ready for the season.
Was there ever any multi-year talk with Kelly?
No. No, it was strictly just on one-year deal.
Any update on Zavada?
He's actually getting his physical today. I think he's seeing Dr. McCoy and Dr. Lee this afternoon, and more than likely he'll be here tomorrow.
Did you get any kind of explanation?
I think it was as I told you yesterday. I think he's, you know, the rehab process is often difficult for guys, and probably didn't, you know, last week or so, I think throwing the ball, he didn't probably feel right and wasn't probably real happy with where he was at, and, you know, was contemplating, I guess, you know, should he go through with the grind of going through the rehab process? And I think the more he had time to think about it and, you know, decided that, you know, he's going to give it a shot. So, you know, just probably had a 24 to 48 hour period where he just had some doubts, you know, but it sounds like he's focused on coming here and continuing the rehab process and getting back to hopefully pitching in the big leagues.
Ultimately, does that indecision hurt him?
No, not at all. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of players, I think, you know, especially guys that are coming off of surgery and you don't feel exactly right, you know, have doubts like that. But in our eyes, not at all. You know, I mean, he's a human being, and, you know, there's a lot of guys sometimes that, you know, question if they want to go through it that are healthy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to hurt his situation with us at all. Yeah, we were hopeful if everything went well that, you know, there's a chance that he could be able to pitch in April, you know, maybe get in some games late in spring training, and that still might be the case. You know, it's just, you know, I went through the same surgery. It's tough. It's a lot of peaks and valleys and breaking adhesions and feeling things that don't feel quite normal. And you know, it sounds like he's a pretty emotional kid anyway, and just probably wasn't feeling real good with where he was at.
So you got a peek at your Baltimore acquiries, Micolillo and
excuse me,
Hernandez. Did you get a chance to pay any attention to Hernandez or Micolillo?
Well, I've watched them both, you know, the last couple of days throwing. I know Micolillo's thrown, I think, 2 days in a row, and I think Hernandez has. Well, I think it's Micolillo.
I think you're right.
I thought it was Micolillo Regin, but I was corrected. It's Micolillo. Yeah, both real good arms, great size, athletic. You know. Micolillo, good heavy sink to the right hands, you know, in on right handers, and you know, Hernandez got the very good curveball, and ball comes out of his hand fairly easy.
You know, people say, well, they're losing 35 home runs, but it's obviously not that simple, and it's not. It's something you needed to do to get there.
35 home runs.
Rebels,
yeah. Well, I mean, we weren't going to be able to put our entire bullpen together, you know, through free agency. We knew that. And sometimes you have to move a good player to be able to extract some good young arms. I don't think they wanted to give up either player. And, you know, certainly Hernandez has a lot more experience than Micolillo does, but, you know, they're guys that we control, both of them, for the next 3 to 4 years, which is also a plus.
Mike could take any ground balls while you were over there?
Yeah, I just was watching him hit, too. He had some people, you know, scattering there beyond the left field fence. Yeah, he's a pretty impressive athlete. You know, ball really got a different sound when it comes off his bat. And looked fairly comfortable over there first.
Are you more wanting to see him show his value on the mound and maybe less concerned about? He's always been able to hit, I guess.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, pitching probably number one, you know, the ability to play any first. And, you know, I think we know what he could do with a bat, you know. But one thing that he does bring is a guy that could give you some length out of our bullpen. A lot of our bullpen arms that we acquired this year, either via trade or free agency, were, you know, kind of short inning guys, maybe one inning, maybe two innings tops. So it'd be nice to have somebody at the back of your pen if something happened to a starter, prior to a game, you needed a spot starter, or starter gets knocked out early in the game, somebody give you some length. I think that's something that Micah could do. All right.
Thanks, Casey.
All right, guys. Yep. Welcome.